This Shabbos is Parshas HaChodesh, the fourth of the Arba Parshios. We've spoken about Shkolim, we've spoken about Zohar, we've spoken about Parshas Parah. Now we'll finish our series in Mirtz Hashem with HaChodesh, the fourth one. And not only is this Shabbos HaChodesh, it's also Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And we know that HaChodesh is really about the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. Pasuk tells us, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim Rishonu Lachem L'Chodshei HaShana, how this month is the Rosh Chodeshim, the first of all the month, the beginning of the month of the year. So we take out, we know that source number one, the sages ordained on the Shabbos that precede Rosh Chodesh Nisan or Rosh Chodesh itself, it falls out on Shabbos like this year. We take the a third Torah, one Torah is for the Parsha Shavuot, one Torah is for Rosh Chodesh, and the third is for from Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis. This month shall be the first a month for you. The theme of this reading is clearly about preparing for the Korban Pesach, preparing the details of the laws of Pesach, but it begins with the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael as a unit, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Our sages ordained that this additional Parsha, source 2, be read on the Shabbos because of the importance of the month of Nisan, which is referred to as the head, or king, of all months. Because of this month's significance, our obligation to sanctify it is greater than it is for other months. Hence, we announce its commencement through special readings from the Torah and Haftorah in the synagogue on Shabbos when people are gathered there. So we give special attention to this reading, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. This month is special because it is the king, Lachem, same words as Melech, it is the king of all months. Our question for today is one, and that is in source number 3, the Marchelev, Rav Moshe Schwab, who asks the following. He says, Seder Tzivui Korban Pesach Kach Nemar. Before, in Pasuk Gimel, that you have the obligation on the 10th of the month to take the Korban Pesach and have it in your house for 4 days, it's preempted by this pasuk of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, the obligation of Rosh Chodesh. V'lamanu ki akdamah lifnei mitzvah rishona shenitzavu l'daber kol dat Yisrael b'nogei l'mitzvah HaPesach, haita mitzvah HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. So we would have thought that what would be the first mitzvah found in this extra reading would be the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. We're getting ready for Pesach. Why is this mitzvah preempted by the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael? In fact, Rashi notes it. The first Rashi in Sefer Breishis, right? The Torah should have began with the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. It is the first mitzvah given to Jewish people. Why is that so? It would seem, therefore, if this is the first one, first mitzvah, even before the mitzvah of all the laws having to do with Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and we know the laws of Yitzhak Mitzrayim are very much in the Yesodos Hamuna, the foundation of faith, as the famous Ramban points out. So he says, therefore, we have to understand that there must be something about the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh that A, preempts this, that there must be something so fundamental that this is the first mitzvah, and that this is the Shabbos, is called Shabbos HaChodesh, as well as it must somehow be connected to Yetziat Mitzrayim that is given right now in Egypt, right before the Jews are told about the mitzvah of Yetziat Mitzrayim, of Korban Pesach, the blood, etc. So we need to understand what is so significant about this mitzvah of what we call Kiddush HaChodesh, sanctifying the moon, that this is the first mitzvah that's given to the Jewish people. What is its significance that we have a whole Shabbos called Shabbos HaChodesh? What should be our mindset on the Shabbos? And in general, the Shabbos is not only Shabbos HaChodesh, it's also Rosh Chodesh. What should be our mindset, not only in this Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh in general, that it's so important? So those are some of the issues that we're going to try to get a handle on four different levels to try to appreciate. All be very, very similar, but very different in approach and in mindset that should resonate within us on different levels. Before we begin our four approaches, I'd just like to make mention of a very fascinating idea that Nesiva Shalom points out. He says the first 10 days of Chodesh Nisan of this month are like the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. There are times of preparation, of like the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's preparation for mi'ava of love, of having this connection to Hashem on Pesach. So the first 10 days are preparation, right? The 10th is when we took the Korban Pesach, and the 10th to the 14th, when we actually offered it, are like the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And then you have the Rosh Chodesh, we have Pesach being parallel to what Sukkot is about. Why is this so? And he says all of this hachana, all of this preparation, the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, so to speak, the first 10 days of Nisan, the preparation before Pesach, it's as the Magid of Kashin, it's known to the end of four, that every year on Lel HaSeder, a Jew is able to change Mazalo Mira'ah L'Tovah from negative to positive. That you can go out of your boundaries, you can be Mevatel Gzeira, you can be able to annul a negative decree and turn it into the good. All of the things, both physically as well as spiritually, are all, dependent, we've seen this by other times as well, dependent on Seder night. And that's why the Kana Ben Shoel, by the Manishtana, and here the child asks, it's about us. We, were Banim Hashem Lokecha, we are children to Hashem, are able to ask all of our desires to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but beforehand, in order to be able to reach this level, being able to ask Hashem for whatever we need, whatever we desire, we have to prepare ourselves. We have to be in a state of tshuva, a state of repentance, a state of, like the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot are called 4 days free from sin. That's the level that we need to be. And then we can enter into Pesach, which Yemir Hashem we'll speak about more next week, the Lel HaSeder, being able to be on this level of such connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once I understand this, so it gives me a perspective that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is to a certain degree like Rosh Hashanah. It's setting me off in a level of tshuva. It's setting me off in a level of connection. It's preparing for the entire month. So again, we're back to our original question. What is it about the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh that it is the mitzvah, that's the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people? It is the mitzvah even before Korban Pesach, and this year when it's Rosh Chodesh itself, what is the significance? Four approaches I'd like to try to take in Yiras Hashem today, and again we'll see that they're very, very similar, yet each stands on its own. Approach number one is based on Sichat Eliyahu. Let's just preface it. Rabbi Kluger will speak more about him in My Soul Desire in 6. While the nations of the world base their calendar on the solar cycle, Am Yisrael calculates the month according to the lunar cycle. The sun appears each and every day, while the moon appears and then disappears, growing bigger and then smaller again. The nations of the world try to claim stability and independence. Their calendar follows the sun cycle. They base themselves on nature, on the apparent course of events, demonstrating their control of their lives. Am Yisrael follows the lunar calendar. The light of the moon symbolizes the light of faith. The moon receives its light from the sun. We count by the moon, indicating we do not run our lives on our own. Rather, we depend on Hashem, the great light who leads us. With this in mind, that Klal Yisrael follows the lunar calendar, asks Rav Ruach the following question in source number 5. How come among from Yidim, Rosh Chodesh is really a neglected holiday? Yes, we say half of Hallow, and that there's changes in our davening, we add Musaf, but we don't feel like there's anything really, significant and powerful about it. And we know, specifically women, were given Rosh Chodesh. Originally, we know the 3 pilgrimages are connected to the Avos, and Rosh Chodesh, the 12 months, were connected to the Shvatim, the 12 tribes. When the Jewish people sinned at the time of the Cheka Eka, of the sin of the golden calf, and the woman did not, then this mitzvah was given over to women, and that's why women have a minhag not to do certain chores on Rosh Chodesh, whether it's laundry and ironing and sewing, etc., because they realize that it is a day, that's a special day, and it's something that we should encourage within ourselves, within our children, that Rosh Chodesh is a day, dress a little bit nicer, have nicer food, to show that it's not just like any other day. What is it about Rosh Chodesh that we should be tapping into? So he notes the following. He says, the end of 7, we know that when we talk about Rosh Chodesh, we're talking about sanctifying the moon. We call it Kiddush HaChodesh, literally the sanctification of the new moon. We know the moon by itself, is nothing. If the moon is a pure reflection of the light of the sun, ein ba koach haratzmi, it doesn't have its own source of generating light. The job of the moon is just to reflect off the sun and to give off its light. Then it has purpose. When it's unable to reflect off the moon, or the sun, which is part of the waxing and waning of the moon, then it doesn't give off any light at all. So too, this idea that the moon is nothing on its own, but just a reflection of something else, that is the most powerful description of Klal Yisrael. Am zu yatsarti li, tilasit yisaperu. We are created as a nation to be able to sing the praises of Hashem. Tafkido shalam Yisrael kiklal. Our job as a group, v'shel kol yochi v'yochi v'prad, and every individual specifically, laharov v'leida sheishna borei olam, is to live a life that's a reflection that there is the ruler of this world. U'mitzvah kiddush ha-chodesh m'viyah l'kiddush Hashem v'nikdashi v'tok b'nei Yisrael. The Chiddush of Sichas Eliyahu is the following. You want to know what the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh is about, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? It's a reminder to Klal Yisrael that our whole purpose in this world is similar to the moon. It's a purpose of reflection. That we are here to create a Kiddush Hashem in this world. We're not here to live our lives for, you know, Shalom Alei Nafshi, whatever I feel like. But everything that I do should be a potential Kiddush Hashem. That I'm doing this in order to make this world a greater place for God. I am a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Kashir Yehudi Mucham Limsor Nafsho L'Inyanei HaTorah V'Mitzvot. When a person is ready to give their entire life and their money and their energy to do the will of Hashem, B'Kach Marehu Lain Ki Yesh Manhig L'Bira. That is the greatest indication that you know that there's a ruler over this world. That you're ready to give whatever you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a Kiddush Hashem. And when you stop yourself from saying something or doing something that's inappropriate, that too is an indication. You recognize there's a Borei Olam. There is a master of this world. Kulam bichlal inyan kiddush Hashem larod anu am Hashem. The asterisks in 7, v'akol nichlal v'mitzvah rosh chodesh v'avadatom. The mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh to a certain degree encompasses our goal as a nation. And that is to be a reflection of Hashem's will. And hence, this is the first mitzvah that was given to Jewish people, because this is really our mantra. This is our mission statement as a nation. And that's why in the arrow in 7, it's the beginning of the Torah. And that's why we have the idea of the Kaparas Rosh Chodesh, that we bring a Korban Chatat, that in any way over the course of the month or our lifetime, there was a Mi'ur Kvot Shamayim. We had a lack of Kvot Shamayim. And we know, the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes in Source 8, Ki Adavar Yadua Ki Midarche Kiddush Hashem Yitbarach Lodia B'chol Miftas V'tayim V'chol Shir Mizu'e Naim U'b'chol Hanagah U'pol Yadayim Ki Sol L'Nefesh Ha'adam L'Tzvi Yadyav We know that in everything we do, in every grimace of our face, in everything that we have, we are a reflection that we're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is why we're here. And Kishem Shekol Abriya Kulo Merit Shira L'Hashem, just like the whole world sings Shira to Hashem, likewise in every single thing that we do, our lives, how I live my life, how I conduct my business, how I conduct my interpersonal relationship, is a godly way. It's a reflection of godliness. That's a shira. That's a song to God. And that's Rosh Chodesh. That's the mitzvah, first mitzvah given to the Jewish people, because this tells us our job in this world, our job is to create a Kiddush Hashem. This is why we were created as the nation of Israel. And now we understand in source number 9, the chet of Adam HaRishon, why it was so bad. Because when Adam HaRishon sinned, what he's doing is saying that there isn't a ruler to this world. He put his needs in front of God's needs. And that's a tremendous sin. Because after all, the whole purpose of this world, we are just a reflection of a higher being. Our whole purpose in this world is to serve that higher being. And when Adam HaRishon sinned, it was a pagam in his, it was some type of defect in his recognition of making Hashem a melech. And that explains why when we bless the chasen and kala and the birkas and the suing, we first say the bracha of shakol bara lechodo. Everything is created for Hashem's honor. And then we say the bracha of yotzer ha'adam, that God created man. Why? Shakol yitzir ha'adam haita rach lefodo yibarach shmo. Why did God create man? Why are you about to get married? What is your purpose? The Sheva Brachot set up the mindset. You're here, the Yotzer HaAdam, Hashem created you, and Mirtz Hashem, future generations that will come from you, the bayis that you're going to build, is HaKol Bara L'Chvodo, is to create a Kiddush Shem Shamayim in this world, to create a home that reflects God's will in this world, to create a home that's a Torah Dika home, to create a life that whatever you do, whatever you say, reflects this Kiddush Hashem. Someone was just telling me today, how that by nature they're more on the quiet, shyer side, and that's their personality. But their husband says every time you fly, you should make sure to always compliment the personnel, the security people, and the stewardesses, because it's clear the way you walk and the way you dress that you're from, that you're a religious Orthodox Jew. And therefore, the way you're going to behave, even if you normally don't speak to these types of people because of your personality, because of whatever choice, go out of your comfort zone. Because every time you say, thank you, you're doing a great job, it must be hard, and really build up a person, that's a Kiddush Hashem. We have moments of Kiddush Hashem waiting for us on Kol Tzad V'Shal at every step of the way. And therefore, my friends, Ukechol Hadvarim Halalu, in the bracket in 9, Nirmaz Bavod Rosh Chodesh Ve'Chotav, and that's why it's called Kiddush HaChodesh, the sanctification of the moon, because the whole idea is about Kedusha, bringing holiness into this world, and the people answer just like a wedding, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, it's holy, it's holy. And you make a big esek with it. You make a big deal about this Kiddush HaChodesh. Because it's to remind every person why they're here in this world to be able to create this Kiddush Shem Shemayim. And he ends his essay by saying, V'asher korbanos rosh chodesh v'korbanos v'regalim shavim. Even though there is a similarity between the sacrifices brought on Rosh Chodesh as on the holidays, there's a big difference between them. On the holidays, there's an obligation to do Aliyah L'Regel, to go 3 times a year to the Beis HaMikdash. On Rosh Chodesh, we stay in our house. Why? Our job is to create a Kiddush Shem Shemayim down here in this world. Klomar b'veiteinu, in our homes. Bechol orechayenu, in our lives. Sheyeh chova klalit hatov. That it affects all of who we are. To go up to the, you know, Beis HaMikdash and bring the korban, that's clear, Kiddush Shem Shemayim. But how about a Kiddush Shem Shemayim in your home, and the way you interact with your family, and you interact with your neighbors, to be able to do that? That's what Rosh Chodesh is about. So on a practical level, what is the essence of Rosh Chodesh? Why is it the first mitzvah? Idea number one, it's about Kiddush HaChodesh, sanctification. It's about Kiddush Shem Shemayim. It's about realizing that we're here in this world for one purpose, to bring godliness into this world, to make this place a place where God can reside. It's a place to be able to feel that we have a purpose in this world. And this is our job on Rosh Chodesh. More so, if it's all month on Rosh Chodesh, it's about being cognizant of the fact that we are to make a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Rav Freifeld, in his Sefer In Search for Greatness, speaks about this concept, and he says so beautifully, that the whole world in 10 is suffused with the divine presence. If a person has an open mind, and an open heart. He will feel the presence and weight of the Almighty's presence in every last corner of existence. When the Almighty says that He created everything for His honor, He is telling us that He can be found and encountered everywhere and anywhere. That a person with a sensitive soul will feel moved, inspired by the weight of His presence at all times and in all places. And that's our challenge. Rosh Chodesh is a time that we're more attuned to this, my friends. He continues at 11. The Western world is covered with a thick blanket of shkarim, of lies. We breathe in the contaminated air, and the next thing we know, the most important thing is to have a car and possessions, to enjoy material experiences. We lose sight of the inner light of creation, of its essence, its meaning, its boundless depth. But if you could only swing the pendulum the other way, to the other extreme, if we would see the covenant of the Almighty in everything, if we feel the pressure of the Divine in everything, the world would appear entirely different. There's a story about the Baal HaTanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. He was sitting on a bench in the Beis Medrash before Shacharis, together with his young grandson, the future Tzemach Tzedek. "Mendel, with what do you daven?" he asked him. "Where do you get the energy and the strength to daven?" "I get it from the Kvodo Malei Olam," the young man said. "The whole world is filled with His glory. I think about the entire world reflecting His glory, and I'm ready to daven." "And how about you, grandfather? Where do you get your strength?" The Baal HaTanya's hands were gripping the bench. "I get it from this bench," he said. "I get it from this bench." It was a very profound answer the Baal HaTanya gave him, because even in the plain and simple bench, the Baal HaTanya saw the Divine so clearly. He had such strong feeling of the pressure of the presence of the Almighty that he was inspired to daven in response and in honor of the Almighty. The bench, the rough piece of wood, spoke to him of the eternal greatness of the Almighty. He understood that the kavod of the Almighty was everywhere. Idea number one, my friends, is to be cognizant of this idea, to be open for this idea, and to be able to explore this idea that everything is screaming out, Kvod Shamayim. Are we listening? Are we actualizing? Are we tapping into this? Second idea of the four. The Marchelev Rav Schwab in Source 12. He speaks about, Gemara says about Rosh Chodesh, anyone who blesses the Chodesh, the new moon in its right time, it's as if you're greeting the Divine Presence. What is this about? So there's a lot of Torah on this, my friend. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is often very hidden. Rosh Chodesh allows a person to be able to be mitgale livnei adam, to be able to reveal himself to people. Mamit galel ivnei adam, what's revealed? How is it revealed? So Rav Simcha Zissel, Source 13 of Kelm, notes, Shizoi anagat tmidit shekadosh baruch hu manhiget ha'olam. Hashem runs this world in a very predictable way. V'inei agam shanagat zu hi tmidit b'chol eif v'rega v'kolel et kol olam. Aval v'pnei regilut shebekiyum ha'olam ein b'nei adam makirim ki olam munhan tamid. There's a challenge in the way Hashem runs this world for us. And that is, we stop paying attention that God is running the world because it's so automatic and it's so predictable, we just assume that it's just going to keep on going. Like my cleaning woman who didn't show up the last 2 weeks, you know, she's been showing up for 10 years. You assume she's just going to come. And then when she doesn't come, then you're like, whoa, right? So when the world doesn't function like, I'm not comparing God and the world to my cleaning woman, don't get me wrong, but it's this predictability and functioning. Like you make certain assumptions, and only when it doesn't happen, you step back and you say, whoa, let me appreciate, let me, you know, not take things for granted. The Kadesh ben Adam Yeru ki olam unhag aydei manhig, aleim lerot chidush banagat olam. Chidush zehu chidush hayareya, chidush hamitchadesh midei chodesh bechotcho. What enables a person to appreciate and realize that Hashem is running this world is when there's chiddush, when there's newness, when there's change. That's what the moon is about. The moon, waxing and waning, teaches us that things, like not like the sun, which is steady, always the same sun coming up, never changes. The moon reminds us that there is this hitchatshus, that there is this renewal in the world. Aval yareach lifnei leidato eino meir ba'olam klal. The fact that the moon appears and disappears reminds us, don't take things for granted. Recognize that Hashem is in control of the world. And this, he says, Rabbi Yerucham at Kinei 14, Mitzan Hanaga Gufa. There's a big difference between Nes Nigla and Nes Nistar. There's no difference between a revealed miracle and a concealed miracle. The only difference is, do we recognize it or not? What is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, my friends? It's one idea. It's opening our eyes and appreciating that Hashem runs the world and not taking anything for granted. As the 16 Rabbi Lev Festivals of Life, the Kzeh Sofer, notes that the foremost Rosh Chodesh was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which highlighted Hashem's divine providence and control over the world with the miracle of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt. Every other Rosh Chodesh with its aspect of renewal continues this lesson. The power of renewal, adds the Sefer Chinuch, makes Rosh Chodesh a day of repentance and atonement, signifying a new beginning. Rosh Chodesh is about Hitzchatzos. It's about appreciating that Hashem is in control of the world. It's appreciating that I don't take anything for granted. By the fact that the moon comes and goes, it reminds me that Mekabel Pnei Shechina, it reminds me that at every moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is here in the way He daily creates this world. Hashem constantly recreates the world, and I have to be attuned and not take anything in my life for granted, but show this appreciation. Without Hisbonenus, without Hakara, you're going to lead a life where you're going to miss the hand of Hashem and the greatest of events. This is why it precedes Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Because in order to really appreciate and remember the exodus of Egypt every single day, you have to be ready to recognize that Hashem can change in the natural order and that Hashem is intimately involved in our lives. You have to be ready to see Hashem. That is the Hitzchatzos, that's the renewal of the new moon. And this, the Mode de Levina, Rav Ratberg, takes this one step further, and he notes that the idea of Hitchachos, the people of renewal, is not just in the natural sphere to recognize that Hashem exists, but rather it's also as well in our own sphere in Avodas Hashem. Inyan shel mekabel Hitchachos, Hitchachos bekabalah, that I need to receive anew each and every month. Each and every month, when the moon comes and goes, it reminds me that just as the moon is receiving from the sun, I, Jewish people, compared to the moon, am also in a state of Hitzchatzos and a state of renewal. Not only do I have to look at the world and realize that Hashem is in a state of renewal, kivyachol, or the world in a state of renewal, that God is constantly involved, but I have to see myself personally as always being in a state of renewal. And he says in 19, Hinei kol yitzia Mitzrayim in the asterisk, Haita l'kabel Torah. The whole idea of leaving Egypt was to get the Torah, to be a makabel the Torah below Hitzchatzos mitbatel et erka. If you're going to receive the Torah without looking at Torah as new every day, you've lost its worth. And that's why Parshat HaChodesh, which is the Parsha of Kabbalah, is the Tnai Hechrechi Lahi Hitzchatzos. Kol Yom Yu Benecha Kechadoshi. Why is Parshat HaChodesh first? Yes, it's about being able to realize Hashem's intimate, constant involvement in this world and not to take the world for granted. But it's equally applicable to us that we can't take our lives for granted and we can't take the Torah that we are giving for granted. It can't be that at the age of Bar or Bar Mitzvah, I make a commitment. Okay, I am now committed to a life of Torah. Okay, press the snooze button and live the next 100 and whatever amount of years left of your life on that Kabbalah. No. Every morning when we wake up, I'm a new person. We wash our hands like the Sfarim, the Sichos Chaskut brings down, like a Kohen Gadol washes his hands before the Avoda. I'm starting a new Avoda today. I'm a different person today. I have new life experiences today. And therefore, when I do mitzvot, and when I learn Torah, it's a different me. And I have to look at myself as a Mekabel, as a new receiver. That's the Hitzchatzos. That's why HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, that's why Rosh Chodesh is the first mitzvah. Because this is what Yiddishkeit is about. And every month we're reminded of this. Don't fall into the pattern of same old. You have to renew yourself. You have to look at Torah as new. You have to look at the mitzvahs if you've never done it before. Wow. You know, if a person would wake up one day and just, you know, were, God forbid, blind and suddenly was able to see, they would be like, amazing, incredible. If we would take a look at the mitzvahs that we do, I said, wow, this is incredible. What an opportunity. Every time I have a cup of water, I can talk to Ribono Shel Olam and I can thank him for Hashakol Niyebit Varo, that everything has come in this world through his speech. Amazing opportunity. It's a whole different way of looking at it. And that's why in 20, Mitzvah Rishona Hikidush Chadashim Hitchatshus, the whole mitzvah, the first mitzvah is Hitchatshus, renewal. So Rich Litchadesh Abriya Einam Litchadesh, Einay Yochol Litchadesh, Ein Kol Chadash Lach Lashemet, Ve'efsherut Litchadesh Yadei Torah Mitzvahs. When I look at the creation is constant, right? I don't see the necessarily changes, but I do see changes within me, and I need to be able to focus in on that. The whole creation receives constantly from Hashem. We have to be able to take that continual renewal and be able to put it into our Avodas Hashem. It's interesting, in the Seals Bora Chassidus, Bell's Torah 22, really links these two ideas together in a very beautiful way. The idea that we have to appreciate Hashem's renewal of creation. The idea that we have to be renewed in our own Avodas Hashem, and he says in 22, Haderech l'avodat Hashem b'tchatshut tridit hi, how do you live a life practically in hitchatshus, the renewal? Haidei yisbornenus b'vchinas habriya b'chol yom u'v'chol reka, looking at the creation as being new every single minute. I'm a new person. Again, that's why Rosh Chodesh is a time of a beginning, of tshuva, of bringing the korban chatat. I'm a different person today. Whatever happened yesterday happened. Now's a new opportunity. As the Degel Machaneh Ephraim says, Mishu Maimin Vashem Yecholi Palel B'chol Yom, Kim Hu Maamin Shashem Uvechadesh B'chol Yom Tamim Matzeh Breshi. If you really believe that Hashem has renewed creation every day, then you also believe V'hu B'chol Yom Briya Chadasha, that you are well, it's new. V'chol Amot Heim Bruim Chadushim, and the whole world is new. And therefore you have to daven and thank Hashem for something today, because it's new, it never happened before. And when you're davening for yourself and for your family, it's a new experience, because the whole world is new. It's a gewaldic idea. If I really believe that Hashem is intimately involved in this world, and that there is hitchatshus, renewal, that Hashem is doing, albeit we don't see it, right? In chadash nachal Hashem. But we know, had Hashem not breathed life into this world at every minute, it wouldn't happen. When I look out at the world and I see that the world is new, and I'm able to appreciate that Hashem has recreated the world anew, that inspires me to realize that I'm new, because I'm part of this creation. And therefore, if I'm new, then my Torah mitzvahs are new, and my davening is new, and I've never done this before. Wow! Everything is new. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. That's the avodah of Rosh Chodesh. It's just like flying, like you can't be, you know, brought down to earth. Everything is fresh and new. And that's why he quotes in Be'er Muvor from a Kadoshim, Ki Shtei Bechinos Ha'itchatshus Shlui Tzobetzom. It's really one dependent on the other. Ki Kasher Adam Oved Baro B'itchatshus Bof in Tmidi, and it works the other way as well. When I realize that I'm serving Hashem new, and that I'm a new being, then I'm able to feel the hitchatshus, the renewal in this world. So whatever way you take it, looking at yourself as new, your avodas Hashem is new, looking at the world as new, will impact on the other side and being able to see the complete picture. So the second idea of why is this Kiddush HaChodesh. Again, the first idea of Kiddush HaChodesh, it's about creating Kiddush HaShemayim in this world. We're here to do Hashem's will. We reflect completely Hashem's will. Idea number two is to realize that Hashem is constantly involved in recreating this world. Hashem is constantly involved in Hashgacha Prati, in the divine presence in every moment. And I have to be ready to be able to have these bonus, not to take this world for granted, but to see newness at all times, and particularly to be an individual who's able to understand that life of Torah and mitzvot is about renewal and about newness. If we were just to take this idea one step further, the Nesiv HaShalom, who speaks about this concept of newness, he speaks about it in 23, that b'meshach hashana yishabez manei itchatshut b'hem yachol yudi l'chadesh kibriya chadasha. Really, we have many times of renewal, every Shabbos, every Moed, Achin har chodesh hazel lechem rosh chadashim haitchatshut shel chodesh hazeh hi rosh hachol itchatshiyot. But the impetus, like the drive, the battery to create newness all year comes from the Shabbos. Comes from Shabbos HaChodesh, comes from Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. This is it, my friend. This is the time, like, to rev up the engine to its fullest in order to be able to drive the entire year. Rishonu lachem l'chatshe ha'shana. And Chodesh Nisan m'sugav yoter l'itchatshus yoter mikol zmanei itchatshus v'shana. And there's a certain energy in the air that you really feel new. There's springtime in the air, Chodesh Aviv, that you feel this rejuvenation and newness. Where is this so important for us? So the end of 23, he notes, that we're in a constant state of newness. What's the upshot of this? That even when things look difficult and down, and almost seems like it's impossible, there's no way out. And in fact, where was this mitzvah given? 24. It was given in the land of Egypt. When you're in Egypt, which is like the height of darkness, you're in the 49th level of Tuma. There this mitzvah is given. To teach a person that doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter what state of being you're in. Doesn't matter what you've done. This month, albeit it's always, but this month has a tremendous ability of hitchatshus, of renewal, of change. That you shouldn't say, well, I'm such a loser, I'm such a goner, there's no hope for me. No. The idea of hitchatshus, the idea of renewal, is that no matter where you are, you have the ability to rejuvenate and regenerate yourself. That should have been another R, regeneration, we call it rejuvenation in relationship. This is what the Rosh Chodesh is about. So my friends, we've seen two ideas. Idea number one is it's about Rosh Chodesh, Kiddush Shemayim. Whatever you do on Rosh Chodesh, make sure to understand that I'm creating Kiddush Hashem. Idea number two, I'm a Makabel, I'm a receiver. I realize that everything Hashem does is new. Everything about me is new. There's a total feeling of rejuvenation in this world. My mitzvahs on Rosh Chodesh, particularly Rosh Chodesh Nisan, particularly Shabbos HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Wow, what a, you know, like to the second degree, to the nth power. It's a time to rejuvenate myself, to say what was, and I'm new, I'm different. I can start afresh. And that's the impetus we need to take with us, to be able to make changes in our lives and to not take things for granted. Third level of the four. Again, Rabbi Lef, the moon is called Levana, source 25, from the word Libun, to clarify. It clarifies the spiritual aspects of the world. For the moon represents renewal, which hints at Olam Haba, the future renewed world. Since Olam Haba will be renewed, perfected version of this world in Rosh Chodesh, the day when the moon is renewed, hints at the spiritual renewal and perfection. Thus the Jewish people base their calendar predominantly on the moon. The fact that the moon is small and has only reflected light and did not have its own light symbolizes the fact that the spiritual aspects of this world must be hidden and obscure in this world to provide for free choice. However, in the future world, this will not be necessary and the light of the moon will be equal to the light of the sun. They will mesh totally because even the physical aspect will reach its perfection. As Ramosha Cordovero relates, the souls of Gan Eden yearn for the Trias HaMeitim as we yearn for Mashiach, for the total integration of physical and spiritual transcends both. The idea of the moon is very much the idea of a future light. It's very much of the clarity of the spiritual. Now what is this about? So I think it's about two things, level 3 and level 4. Let's start with level 3. Gevaldic idea that Drash David of David Hofstadter brings down in 26, where he quotes here from the Sefer Beit David, where he says, "Shemitchila nivra'a levana im or atzmi shavel or al-shemesh." We all know the Medrash that the sun and the moon originally were created. We know the Chumash tells us both great light. And then the Medrash tells us the moon said, you know, it's not fair to have two kings wearing the same crown. And God says, you're right. You go, you know, minimize yourself. And the moon lost its own light and is now a reflection of the sun. So what happened to this original light of the moon? Again, in the future, that light will come back, will be as equal to the sun. But now, what happened to that moon, right? The moon had its light. And Hashem says, you know what? Minimize yourself. So make yourself small. So make yourself small means now you're not going to have your generate your own light. You're going to reflect light. But what happened to the original light that God created? So he brings here that this light, Orahat Smisha Levana, double underline, Lo Nitnahomena, wasn't taken away from her. Ki im nignaz betocha ba'ofen shelo yireh lachut. It was concealed inside of the moon in a way that it's not shown outside, right? Like if I put something into a box, you can't see it from the outside. V'latilavo, in the future, yitgaleh, or say it's going to be revealed. What does this mean on a deeper level? Obviously, this is symbolism that you can't see the light of the moon. So we know in 27, apizeh, yesh lomar shatam shemitzvos kiddush shachorish kadma l'chosar mitzvos. Why is this mitzvah the first mitzvah? There is a beautiful symbolism here by making this the first mitzvah on how we should approach all of our avodas Hashem, all of our service of God in the Torah mitzvahs that we do. Although Torah mitzvahs have the ability to lighten us and to have the power of purifying our bodies, mikol makom, or zeh no ela haramina or amitiya ganuz b'hem, that's only a reflection of the real light of the Torah and mitzvahs. But the real power of the Torah and mitzvahs, a person doesn't get now, he only gets in the future. Says the Beis David, it's mind-boggling. That just like the moon has a tremendous power and light, but we only get a reflection of it in this world, and only in the future will it be revealed to its utmost. Likewise, when a Jew does Torah and mitzvahs, we only get a reflection, a fraction, of the effect of the Torah and mitzvahs we do. But the real reward, the real light, the real energy, is hidden for a person until the future world. And then in the future world, when a person, Achish Bishlimo Chok Mitzvotav Nishlam Atzmoy Ma'am Leor Be'or Achayim Ha'ela, in the future world, the Schar and Olam Haba is to be able to bask in all of this light that you don't see in this world. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, is to remind us that what we're doing in this world, and we're so often, we're so frustrated, you know, I don't feel geschmack in my Torah and mitzvahs, I do a chesed, but I don't feel inspired, you know, I'm doing mitzvahs, but I don't feel like this light and energy. Realize that we're only reflecting a certain spiritual light and energy, but a tremendous amount of this light and energy, the core light and energy, is nignaz, it's concealed, and you will be revealed like the light of the moon for the future. So on this third level, what is the levana? Why do we, you know, count by the moon? It's a libum, it's clarification for us, that when you live in this world of Torah and mitzvot, and you're living in a world of spirituality, don't ever get frustrated that you don't feel as spiritual as perhaps you should feel. Because recognize that we're only tapping into a part of, a reflection of, the great spiritual power. There's a tremendous amount that will be given to us in the future. And that's the way they describe the chuppah, the canopy in the future. It's like a lighthouse that every person creates from the Torah mitzvot that they do. And that's a mindset that we should feel on some level every time we do a mitzvah. Is I'm creating more light, I'm creating more energy. Yes, it's in this world. Yes, it affects me. But the real effect, where the real light is, that's only going to be seen in the future. Kiddush HaChodesh, v'mekan Hashem Shemayim in this world. Kiddush HaChodesh, rejuvenation. Don't take Torah mitzvahs. I've been there, done that. No, I'm a new person today. My mitzvahs are new today. Wow, Shabbat Ne'avidvaro. Third, recognize that whatever Torah mitzvahs I do, I'm only tapping into a segment, a semblance of it. The real reward is in the future. And then, my friends, we come to the final idea. It's a very, very beautiful, albeit long essay, Mitzamech Sion, who unfortunately is only on Breishit Shvot, so this will be the last piece that we will do from him this year, a sefer that I really met this year, that fell in love with this year, where he says the following. And again, we'll just highlight, it's a very long essay. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem 29, Minyan HaLevanam Nimsar Livdei Yisrael, V'tzarich Lavin Ma HaMa'ala B'zeh. Why is it that we are connected to the moon? Ulechora Hashem Hashem HaMiyud HiBemala Yitera. Wouldn't it be make more sense that we should be connected to the sun? The sun is all powerful. Should that not be the imagery of Klal Yisrael? But we know HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem. HaChodesh Hainu Shizochim L'Madrega ShaChodesh HiMadrega שאין בה שום התייגשנות, אלא עומדת בחידושה תמיד, בלא שום התייגשנות כלל. החודש הזה לכם, you Jewish people have החודש, התחדשות, renewal. You don't burn out. You don't get old. What's the idea of getting old? So we know it's in source 30, we'll do it outside. Of אין כל חדש שכן השמש, there's nothing new under the sun. Which means that when you're living in this world, you're living in a world which by its very nature is unable to maintain whatever it is. It's going to wear out, it's going to die, it's going to fall apart, it's not going to manage. There's no chiddush. It's not able to maintain itself. Unlike, let's say, the Kol Shofar at Har Sinai v'lo yasa, it continued to go, it didn't get weaker and weaker. That's the normal thing, so you can't maintain this energy. Ein kol chadash tachet Hashemesh. You can't have itchachos. You can't have renewal. You can't have the kol shofar maintaining its sound in this world of the physical. Why not? Because the world of the physical is a world that is unable to really be able to take in the kvod shemayim, to be able to take in godliness. And since it's not able to really absorb the godly nature, so therefore it's limited. And therefore, it's going to die, fall apart, wear out, whatever it is, because it can't take in that which is spiritual. That which is spiritual is la'omayat, is forever, like our mitzvot are forever. But anything in this physical world isn't going to last. And that's why he notes, 31 in the asterisk, Alamasha kayam la'ave no mitbatel, what is something that will be around forever? It's not the physical part of the world, it's the spiritual part of the world. Nekuda Primashiba, it's the inner spark of this world. Shiinyan Yakar Vinitri, the Ikar of Adasha Yudi, Liot Tamid Kashur L'Neshama Primit Shiba Olam. And that's our job. Us counting to the moon, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, you have Hitchachos. Does a Jew have renewal? How does a Jew not feel this oldness? Because it's tapping into the spiritual element of this world. And by this, you're not going to fall. This is only if a person recognizes that the physical world is efes, it's nothing. If you don't have God holding it up, if you don't bring in godliness, it's very limited. And everything is like a dream, it's just going to disappear. And because we realize that the physical is so limited, our emphasis can't be on the physical, it has to be on the spiritual. So that I take a piece of food, if I just focus in on the shape, the color, the smell, etc., it's going to be eaten, it's going to get moldy, it's going to disappear, something's going to happen. Kid's going to eat the cake, something. But if I understand, and it's limited, but if I understand this cake has the ability to say a bracha, and I'm elevating all of the ingredients found in this cake, and I'm, you know, eating it on Shabbos Kodesh, I've taken something that is physical, and I've created in it a spiritual aspect, and then that is la'olam. It never goes away. That spirituality, that bracha, that onek Shabbos is yours forever. It transforms a world that is so limited to a world that is unlimited. And that's our job. Our job is to be able to find the neshama of the world. That's what it means that we're mona le'yarea, that we count to the moon, that we count to an understanding that there's something. There's a pulsating in this world. That's not just the physical world. Physical is so limited. What we have to focus in on, and it's a challenge, my friends, is to be able to see beyond the physical, beyond the sun, to the moon. to the itchatshus, to the spirituality, to us what we began with today, then everything is a reflection of the will of Hashem. V'zehu 32, Hadar Gada Chodesh Hazeh Lechem. This is the level of the pasuk of Achodesh Hazeh Lechem. Liskot lichaber l'nishmata dechayah shem olam. To connect with the spiritual aspect of this world, the Ora Baruch Hu, the light of Hashem, which is Nitzchios, which is Omei b'chidusho tamid, which is constant. And that's our challenge. It was so. When I understand this, when I understand a little bit of an esoteric level, let's try to bring it down, when I understand that Hashem is the Neshama of this world, and that the point of the world is to create and to tap in, not to create, but to tap into this godly spark, then I recognize what the moon really teaches me is how Hashem runs the world continually, and the world is about Amunah. The world is about the presence of Hashem. Yudi mechubar tamid lenekudah shel emunah. And even when things don't go the way he wants them to go, again, the waxing and the waning, one holds on recognizing that the whole world is about the Ritzon Hashem, the will of God. And even if things don't go the way I would like them to go, I know Hashem is not hidden. He's right there. Emunah in perusho rak shemakir sheish mishiachol lo shio. Emunah isn't just that I know that there's potentially somebody to save me. Eliotermi says, Shemakir sha'af ha'aster v'achoshesh sh'arui bo, l'fi ra'ot deinav ha'kol meit Hashem, mitzido yibarach. I understand that when I'm in darkness, it's not that, oh, God could save me. He's put me in this darkness. He knows exactly why I need to be in this darkness right now, and he knows how long I need to be in this darkness. It is a recognition of being attached to Hashem at all times. That is what the Kiddush HaChodesh is about. And that's why it's the first mitzvah. Even before all the Yetzia Mitzrayim, which is Amunah, you have to first understand what the world is about. So Bereishis Bara is Hashem created the world. The first mitzvah to the Jewish people is HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem. Not only did he create the world, but he is the soul of the world. He is the Chodesh. He is the renewal. He is the spark that allows the world to continue to exist. And our job is to live a life that's connected to that reality, which brings us back to the Kiddush Hashem of the first level, and to live a life of constantly being connected to Hashem, which is a level of the second level, and third level of Kiddush, of renewal, of Torah and Mitzvot. The Rabbi Kluger notes 34, the moon waxes and wanes because it does not have its own light. It merely reflects the sunlight. We too go through ups and downs because our entire existence is to serve the great light. Our sole purpose in life is to reveal Hashem's light in the world. Hashem leads us with divine providence in a way that will enable us to reveal the Kvod Shemayim he expects of us. The changes we go through in our lives are perfectly orchestrated by him to bring us to our purpose of revealing Kvod Shemayim. It is the waning of the moon that discloses of its light comes from a higher source. And we recognize that every time that we're in Hester Panim, in darkness, it's because Hashem has put us there. And that's our challenge. Our challenge is to live a very physical world, but to recognize what the core aspect of this world is about. It's about spirituality. It's about being able to turn to Hashem. There's a beautiful story before just concluding with the last page. Rav Yaakov Neiman, who was the Rosh Yeshiva, wrote the Sefer Derchei Moser in Petach Tikva, very, very big Talmud Chacham, where he was orphaned by the time he was bar mitzvah from both his parents, and didn't have much of a family, and was sent to a yeshiva, where in this particular yeshiva, every Friday, the guy would come on a horse and bring letters and gifts from, the families of these boys. And this was like the highlight, that everyone would pack out of the Beis Medrash on Friday and stand and wait. You know, would they get a package? Would they get a letter? So obviously the days before email and faxes, etc., would they get, something? And this was a very painful time for him because he had no family. He never got a letter. He never got a package. And week after week, month after month, he was the only one left in the Beis Medrash. And at one point, a few months into being there, he just broke down crying. And he went to the Aron Kodesh and opened it up and said, Hashem, I can't handle this anymore. And, everyone is so excited. This one gets a chocolate bar and this one gets a sweater. And everyone's getting all these different presents. And I have nothing. And no one, cares about me. And he says, Hashem, you are the Avi Yisomim. You are the father of orphans. I'd like you to give me a gift. You have the ability to give me a gift. But Hashem, I don't want a gift of chocolates. And I don't want a gift of sweaters. But you know what I want from you, Hashem? I want Siyata Dishmaya. I want help in my learning, that I'd succeed in my learning. And he noticed since that day a tremendous change in his learning, that he became the big Talmid Chacham that he became. Not knocking the chocolates and the sweaters, right? We did the Belgium chocolates last week. But there's something, there is something to be said for turning to Hashem and recognizing what is of importance in this world. The Siyata Dishmaya, the help of Hashem, to realize that Hashem is with us, our cold side of the shell. We need to daven to Him. We need to connect to Him. We need to realize that He is the resource that we have in this world. And therefore, to conclude this piece from a Samech Sion, he says in 36, verse 35, he says that when a person has a histokikos, a desire in this world, whether it's a histokikos for getting the chocolates, for the, you know, whatever it is, to parnasa or shidach, it's really histokikos to connect to God. I want a parnasa to be able to live a life that's kiddushim shemayim. I want a shidach to be able to build a bayis ne'eman b'Yisrael. All of this desire is really coming from a desire to connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. With that understanding of how we have to exist in this world, that everything we do is about connecting to Hashem. Everything we do is to realize that Hashem is found in everything. He is the soul that allows everything to reverberate and to be created. The end of 36 in the bracket. Why is Parshat HaChodesh the first mitzvah? What is our job on this Shabbos? To be able to look at the world in a correct vantage point. To be able to look at this world, you know, not get caught up in the one-dimensional, but look at it from a three-dimensional perspective. In a world of soul. That Hashem is lighting up every aspect of this world. Don't get caught up in the outer trappings. You know, this car goes, this is in style, then this is not in style. It just constantly fluctuates. When you realize that Hashem is infusing energy into this world constantly, you're living in a whole new dimension. It's a dimension of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. And that dimension enables the person to strengthen themselves in Amunah, because you feel Hashem, a cold side of the shell, at every step of the way. Which leads us, as our final idea, to again Rabbi Kluger, my sole desire. What's the inner significance of Rosh Chodesh? The end of the month is a time of darkness. Today, with lampposts on the streets, we don't feel it that much. But in the past, there was a big difference between the moonlight nights and the dark nights at the end of the month. On Rosh Chodesh, the new moon's light first begins to reveal itself, then growing gradually with each passing day. The end of the month symbolizes a time of darkness, a Hester, when a Jew does not feel Hashem's closeness, a time when Hashem's control of the world is concealed. At night, in times of darkness and concealment, that's when we have to acquire Emunah. It's precisely amidst the darkness that we strengthen our faith that Hashem is guiding us, even though we do not see or feel it. This faith is those first rays of light that emerge from the darkness. A Jew who has faith does not live in darkness anymore. He is connected to light. He connects to Ribono Shel Olam, even though Hashem's guiding hand is still concealed. He is attached to Hashem through his faith amidst the darkness. The moon at the beginning of the month casts hardly any light. The night is still dark, but this barely visible sliver of light is the light of faith. Rosh Chodesh is the day of faith, the day that we reach the awareness that it's Hashem who orchestrates the trying times in our life with Hashgacha Pratis in order to purify us and bring us to a greater revelation in Kvod Shemayim. We are joyous on Rosh Chodesh because we no longer feel abandoned in darkness. We know that there's someone in charge. On Rosh Chodesh, it's not forbidden to do malacha, to do work. It's an ordinary weekday. It's a day of Hester, but one of joy nonetheless. It's a great joy to be able to connect to faith amidst the darkness. And that's why in 39, the women had faith that Hashem had done everything for the best. They understood that if Hashem now chose to lead them without Moshe Rabbeinu, as difficult as that might be, it's for the best. The women proved that they had the power of Rosh Chodesh, the ability to hold on to faith in a time of Hester, a time of concealment. And therefore, they were worthy of celebrating this day. That's what Rosh Chodesh is about. It's a day of recognizing that Hashem is here amidst the darkness, that amidst this world which is so coarse, I'm able to feel that spiritual pulse. And that's our challenge, that in the difficult times and in the easy times, to realize that Hashem is what's guiding us throughout our lives. There are times when it's totally light. There's time when it's totally dark. In all of these times, what Rosh Chodesh reminds me of is that Hashem is found the light in the darkness. I have faith. And with this, we can appreciate why we sing Hallel, David HaMelech's words on Rosh Chodesh. David HaMelech writes, with the violin I will solve my riddle. The riddle of life is, what is the point of all declines and Hester of this world? David HaMelech solves this riddle with a violin with song. A song is always made up of highs and lows. The most distinctive moving part of a song is the rising part. And yet if a song would only go up and not down, it would be grating and tasteless. The beauty of song lies in its complexity. One part of a melody is deepened and the next soars high. It's deep-toned and the next soar highs, and even with each section, the tune rises and descends. The beauty of life is also created by its ups and downs, by its complexity. Lamnatzeach ben ginos, to the conductor, literally winner with melodies. David HaMelech triumphed over and transcended the difficulties and times of hiddenness in his life with song. He knew how to reveal and experience the nachas that Hashem derived from his times of difficulty. What sweetness is there in a Jew who binds himself to Hashem with faith in the hard times? That is the song, and that's the song of Rosh Chodesh. In summation, my friends, what we try to see today, our original question, why is this mitzvah chosen? What do we think about on the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos HaChodesh? On the first level, we're here to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. We are nothing by ourselves. We are complete mirror of the will of God. That's why we're here in this world, to create a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Our challenge is from the bench, from every living thing, to be able to feel Hashem's presence and elevate the world to do the will of Hashem. Level number two, Hitchatshus, the renewal of the moon. To recognize that we have to see in the world a renewal, see within ourselves a Hitchatshus. And Hainu Hach, the two are very much interconnected. The more I see a renewal in the world, the more I will feel that I am new and will serve God with renewal. Third level is that we see that the moon has a tremendous amount of light which is concealed for the future. Much of our reward is also concealed for the future, and we need to be aware of that when we serve Hashem. And finally, to understand that this whole world is about Ein Chadash Tachat HaShemesh. Whatever is found in this world is limited. What creates eternity is to be able to bring Hashem into this world, to be able to bring that newness and renewal, and to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times. That's what the moon is teaching us, is that even when you can't see it, even when it's completely dark, the moon is there. Hashem is found at all times. Our challenge is to be able to bring, and it's hard, in all situations in life, to be able to bring the spark of Hashem, to be able to understand why I'm created, to understand, to elevate all the experiences in life, my hishtokekut, all my desires in life, to be able to find that neshama, that spark, that chiyus, that life force, and everything in this world, to elevate all my experiences to its own Hashem. And that's why, when I do this, I really tap into what Emunah is about. That even when I don't see Hashem, even when I'm in darkness, even when the song rises and falls, I know Hashem is there. Women got the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh because they have the ability to hold on to this faith even in the darkest of times. Rosh Chodesh reminds us that the moon is beginning to shine again, that even in times of darkness, there's light. There's Hashem's power is there. And that's why this is the first mitzvah. If we're able to hold on to that mindset, that Hashem is in charge of this world, Hashem is the one who creates the spirit of this world, then we're really able to attach ourselves to what our mission is, be able to accept from Hashem our mission in this world to create a Kiddush Hashem and not live a life of dull monotony, but a life of Chiddush, Hitchatshus, of renewal and newness.